That's awesome, man. It was like heavenly. There was a man of the Pharisees. That's beautiful. That's the kind of stuff I listen to when I go to sleep right there, man. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. There was a demonstration, and Nicodemus noticed that demonstration. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can go ahead and be seated, and I'm going to go to work. Here's the deal. Jesus, being very open in his ministry, caught a lot of attention. Nicodemus was a religious man. He was a Pharisee, the Bible says, a man of the Pharisees. Most teachers believe he was part of the Sanhedrin court. Being a leader in the Sanhedrin court caused him a problem. The problem was Jesus was claiming to be things that the Pharisees had a lot of problems with. So when Nicodemus comes to Jesus, he comes to him at night. And when he gets there at night, the night in the book of John, you've got to be really careful with, because it's not really always putting an emphasis on the time of day. It's a position. Because the Bible tells us that we are the children of the day and not of the night. It's not necessarily saying that the hour of the day matters, but it is a condition. We have been called to be light. We've not been called to walk in darkness. We've been called to walk in light. So when John talks about darkness, he's not always just talking about the time in a 24-hour period. He's also talking about condition. Let me give you an example. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. This is not talking about an hour of the day. This is talking about a condition. And can I preach just real fast this? We live in a world that loves darkness. And it's not necessarily the time of the day. It's the evil that this world has produced that people have grown accustomed to and addicted themselves to. But as the church, we have been called to contradict that darkness with what we call light. The light of the gospel. The light of Jesus Christ. The light of his glory. All of that, it travels in light. Darkness has a way, but light travels. Let me tell you something about this light that he has given us. He didn't call us to hide it under a bushel, but he called us to take this light and put it on a lampstand for all the world to see. It's time the church get on fire with the light of the Spirit and begin to burn again to a dark world that is looking for an answer. He did not call you to occupy a church pew. He called you to shine forth light. He didn't call you to just sing a little song on Sunday. He called you to be light on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and wherever you go, he's called you to be light. Jesus begins to preach, and Nicodemus is a secret follower, a little nervous about being seen with Jesus, so he comes to Jesus at night. I know that you are the one, because no man can do these things unless he be called of God. There's no way. If God wasn't with you, you couldn't do these miracles. I believe you are, but he came at night. Jesus doesn't even mention the miracles. He said, Verily I say unto you, you must be born again. A better translation would be born from above. To be born from above, not to be born of the flesh, but to be born of the Spirit. Because that which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of spirit is spirit. The flesh profits absolutely nothing, but it is the Spirit that gives life. So what we need in this hour is a group of people that are full of the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, shining the Spirit, sharing the Spirit, allowing the Spirit to flow through them. All these young guys in the church, they make fun of me because years ago there's a video, and I'm a young guy, I'm skinny, I got hair, I look good. And in that video, they asked me to testify, and I start talking about a gutter. You could probably preach. You could preach the whole thing. He used to get up and he'd, what's a gutter actually do? Because, man, I was straight out of fire code, buddy. But a preacher asked me, I heard him ask one time that there was a gutter on a building, and he said, what does the gutter do? And the guy said, oh, the gutter gets the water off the roof and puts it on the ground. He said, what does the gutter actually do? And he told him again, he said, no, what does the gutter? The gutter doesn't do anything. It just hangs on and lets the water flow through it. What we need is a group of people that are holding on, that is allowing the Spirit to flow through them. What we need is conduit for the Spirit of God, for the light to shine through. I remember years ago, Mike, we was down in, where was we at, Tracy? High Point, North Carolina. We went to church. Our pastor's preaching at a church down there. And back then, when your pastor wouldn't preach, everybody just loaded up and went with him. We're in High Point. And at that time in our life, Tracy and I did not have any financial problems because we didn't have any financials. And I don't know exactly how we wound up staying at this particular hotel, but I'm sure price had something to do with it. Because in the middle of the night, I'm allergic to dust. And man, back in those days, I was a professional sneezer. Am I right, Tracy? 30, 40, 50 times every morning. We're in that hotel and I wake up and I start sneezing and sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. And it wasn't until years later, we had just got married, that Tracy told me, she said, I was laying there thinking, God, what did I get myself into? And while I was up sneezing, I grabbed the Bible and I started reading the Bible. And as I'm reading through, I get to the book of Psalms, and David said, keep me as the apple of your eye. And I read that scripture, and I looked up the word apple because I've always wanted to know what the definition meant. And when I looked up the word apple, it meant center, the center of the eye. So I concluded in that study that David was asking God, make me the center of your attention as the apple of my eye. The next morning on the way to church, we're on our way there, and something begins to speak to me. And that verse came back to me and said, you missed it. He's not asking to be the center of the tension. What he's asking to be is the center of the eye. What is the center of the eye? It's the pupil. What does the pupil do? The pupil is the instrument that the light flows through so that sight can be. What David was saying, God, is make me that instrument that your light can flow through. I want to be the part of the eye that light can shine through. But here's the kicker, people. The more light that flows through the pupil, the smaller the pupil gets. I'm telling you, the more Jesus that we get, the smaller we must become. John said it like this, he must increase, but I must decrease. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about a man dying on the cross and saving the world. That's what it's about. My credentials can't save you. My background can't save you. My theology can't save you. My Jesus sure can save you. My theology won't heal you. My Jesus can heal you. Nicodemus comes at night. And Art, I never noticed this till this week. We see Nicodemus again in John chapter 7. They're questioning Jesus. They're ready. They're having problems with him. Watch this, John 7, verse 50. And notice this. If he was trying to hide, John didn't help. Nicodemus said to him, he that came to Jesus by night being one of them, points him out, not only points him out, but points out the fact that he came to Jesus at night. He that came to Jesus by, want to let you know exactly who this guy is. Next verse. Doth our law judge any man? Nicodemus begins to speak up on behalf of Jesus, getting a little bit braver here. Still in the secret society, but a little braver. He's wanting to let him know, does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he does? Shouldn't we hear him first? He doesn't want him to be judged without hearing him. Next verse. They answered and said unto him, are you from Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Look and see. Look at the book. Look in the history, and you'll find out there's no prophet coming out of Galilee. Next verse, Shane, if you would. I don't know if I... And every man went into his own house. Everybody back off, including Nicodemus. But we find Nicodemus another time in Scripture. John chapter 19, verse 38. Listen, when I read this, I was like, yeah. I was like, man, this is awesome. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, secret disciple, I might want to add. He didn't sell him out, probably because he's rich. But secretly, for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. Verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night. Got to point him out again. Oh, sneaking deacon. Coming around at nighttime. He's the one, same one, that came to Jesus in darkness. But watch what he does. By night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes about 100-pound weight. Most scholars believe that Jesus died right around 3 o'clock in the day. So if it's 3 o'clock in the day, here comes Nicodemus carrying 100-pound of ointment because he's ready to anoint the body of Jesus. Let me tell you something. When he approaches him this time, it's not at night. It's in the daytime. And he's not trying to sneak in. He's carrying 100 pounds of ointment with him. Let me tell you what this is. This 100 pound is not to anoint a common criminal. 100 pound of ointment was reserved for a king. When a king died, that's how much you would put on a king. You got to hear me. Something happened in Nicodemus. Nicodemus wasn't ashamed anymore. He wasn't coming at night because he recognized him not as a common criminal, not as just a prophet, but he recognized him as the King of Kings.
Oh, yeah.
What changed him? What changed him? Something happened that made Nicodemus come out of the darkness into the light. I didn't get to read to you the whole story, but when he talks to Nicodemus about being born again, he says, as a serpent is lifted up in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. Listen, he said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Let me tell you what happened between Jesus with Nick at night and Jesus with Nick in the day. What happened was the cross. No, let me say it again. What happened was the cross. The cross had happened. And when the cross happened, it began to draw Nicodemus in a way that nothing else could. I can attest to this. I can say amen to this. When I found out about the cross, you know why I love Jesus? Because he first loved me. You know what brought me out of darkness? The cross. You know what brought me out of sickness? The cross. You know what brought me out of sin? The cross. You know what brought me out of being in the back burner to the front burner? The cross. You know what motivates me today? The cross. I refuse to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. The power is in the cross. The power to save is in the cross. The power to live is in the cross. The power to redeem is in the cross. The power to sanctify, it's in the cross. The power to walk right, it's in the cross. The power to get up, it's in the cross. The power is in the cross. So Dustin and I have a talk very recently with a man about religion, and we're sitting there and we're talking, and he's telling me about his religion. Cain makes the statement. He said, we believe the Bible all the way up to the birth of Jesus. So, well, what's going to happen in the end? We believe he's coming back as Messiah. Okay, what happened in the middle? He said, we don't believe that Jesus died. We believe they hid him away. I walk away from that meeting, and I'm replaying this in my head. Why would you believe all the way up to the birth of Jesus and the return of Jesus, but you don't believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? I'm going to tell you why. Because if you want a religion to lose its power, take out the PowerPoint. Though his birth was immaculate, though his birth was absolutely awesome, his birth did not save me. Though his return is going to be powerful, though he's coming back as a king and he's not coming back as a lamb, his return does nothing to change me. But it's in that middle part. And if I was going to take a religion and make it weak, I'd take out the PowerPoint. I wouldn't believe the PowerPoint, because the power of the gospel is the power to save. It's the death. It's the burial. It's the resurrection that saves. I'm about to have a benefit. That's where the power is, Timmy. It's in the cross. So you believe that the Spirit overshadowed Mary and she conceived? Yes. But we don't believe that he died. Paul said, if he doesn't die, he can't resurrect. If he doesn't resurrect, your faith is in vain and you are still in your sins. Take that part out. But let me tell you this. Oh, this is so good. Y'all got a minute? He said, well, here's the problem. Was that the bell? All right, round two. Now, that ain't the final bell. Y'all messed up. It's round two. When you get to this place and you begin to struggle and you begin to look at different places and different avenues, we get to this spot where there's only one avenue. So what do you believe was my question. How do you get to heaven? When you stand in judgment, what assures you that you get there? You got to believe there's one God. Got to believe in the messengers, plural. Tell me the messengers. Who were the messengers? Adam, Noah, Moses, Jesus. Problem. Muhammad. Problem. Let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is one of those messengers said, I'm the only way. Yes, sir. One of the messengers said, if you want to get to the Father, you got to go through me. One of the messengers said, I'm the door. And if you come in any other way, you're a thief and a robber. There's only one way to get to him, and that's through me. He said, I and the Father, we are one. And because we're one, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. There's something different about this Jesus. So when he died, the whole earth went dark. Let me tell you why. He wasn't just another prophet. He just wasn't another religious leader. No, sir, he was Messiah. No, sir, he was the Son of the very God. He was the avenue. Oh, glory. Yeah, I'd get rid of that too. I'd get rid of that part too. Because the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it's the power. To people here today, a little bit in the southern part of the state, it's the power of God. Honey, it's the power. How is it the power? Because I had to die. My old me was a mess. I don't care how good you was, your old me was a mess too. You got to be careful trying to water down the gospel to appease the people. And I'm going to tell you why. We got this seeker-friendly attitude. Come as you are, come as you are, come as you are. I don't have any problem with that. I just don't want you to leave the way you are. And you know why? Because I know exactly how I are. I know how I was when I first came in. And I, listen, really, really, can I testify? Can I testify for a minute? I know what it is to sit on the end of a bed and take a gun and put to my temple and say, if this is life, I don't want to live it. I know what that is, to be so wrapped up in darkness that I wanted to end my own life. But I also know what it is. When I came to Jesus, he didn't patch me up. He said, you don't like you? I said, I don't like me. He said, I'll make you somebody brand new. You won't be the same. Let me tell you this. The demon that you see today is not the same demon that I walked in years ago. No, old things have passed away. All things have become new. I got joy like a river. I got peace like a fountain, not as the world giveth. I got peace that he gives. That's the power of the cross. That's the power of the cross. He don't patch you up. He said, hey, Nick, you got to be born again, man. You got to be born from above. How's that happen? As the serpent. You see how all this ties together?
Yes, sir.
I don't know exactly how it works, but I know it works. If I preach the cross, there's power in it. I remember when I was in high school. Don't. I got a good memory. Somebody had a pencil. This guy went to school with it, picked it up, and it said, Jesus died to save you from your sins. And this was his response. Oh, wow. I'm supposed to feel good. Some dude died for me. He threw the pencil down. He missed the main point. He died for your sins. Why would he die for your sins? Because our sins was what was keeping them from a relationship with him. See, when you walk in darkness, you can't see this. Can I say that again? When you walk in darkness, you can't see this. But the cross brings you out of the darkness into the light. He started out in darkness. Man, I think you're Messiah. He came out of light and said, this is the King. At the cross. At the cross where I... Excuse me, what? You saw what? You saw what? I don't know who wrote that, but they nailed it. No pun intended. Cross nailed it. Cross. They saw the... Where do you see the light? You see the light at the cross. It all comes down to a man dying on a cross, saving the world. You know why I got joy unspeakable and full of glory? Because I believe and I haven't even seen him yet. Come on, come on. Where are you at? Changes everything. I want to go a step farther. I didn't have time to go through all the details during that conversation. It began to try to discredit the Bible. This writing, that writing, so many versions. I said, I believe the Word of God is infallible. I believe it's inerrant, the way it was written. Now, this might mess with some of us, and you might get mad at me, but it's okay. I'll clean it up in just a minute. There are some words that have lost their meaning. There's some words that have changed. If you think King James was a saint, you are wrong. There is an interpretation of Scripture. The way the word was written is inerrant. I believe that, Sam. But I believe at our best, we're human. I looked at him and said, there's a Christ of history, and we can argue about him because I wasn't there. But there's a Christ of experience. And let me tell you how I know Jesus lives, because he lives in me. Let me tell you how I know. You come too late to tell me. If you was really, 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 really smart, and you're not, that's too many reallys. You came to me and you said, this Bible you have been reading is wrong about this part and that part. I would look at you and say, convince me that what changed my life isn't real. Something happened. Can I get a witness? Something happened. Something happened. You want to know what that something was? The cross of Calvary. By the way, you're not going to convince me. Even if you were really, 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 I don't know how many reallys I did, but a lot of really smart. I've read it too long. I've studied it too hard. I'm basing my eternal destiny on Jesus. All my chips are in. If the blood of Jesus don't get me to heaven, I won't be there. But I'm going to be there. Because the blood's enough. The cross is enough. The resurrection's enough. This same Jesus that you see go away is coming back in like manner. This same Jesus, he's coming back, and he's coming back after a bride. I'm not just his bride. I'm bone of his bone. I'm flesh of his flesh. Here, because I have been baptized into his body, he's coming back after me. I don't know if it's tomorrow. I'm ready. It might be this evening. I'm ready. It might be Monday. I'm ready. I pray it's on a Sunday so I don't have to work on Monday. But God, if it's on Monday, I guess I'll be all right. Even so, Lord, come quickly. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm washed. I'm ready. Because of the cross. To you young people, when I was young, I thought Christianity was for old people. They were studying for their final exam last semester. On our way out of here, had too much temptation in my life to be a Christian. Too much going on. Young people got a lot more temptation. I said that one time in church right here. There was a lady sitting right there. She was in her late 70s, 80s. She said, you'd be surprised. Didn't she? I said, I thought Christianity's for old people. They didn't have no temptation in their life, just sitting around knitting, waiting to get to heaven. You'd be surprised, boy. You'd be surprised. Man, God wrecked my plans. I said, you know what? I'll get saved later in life. Have some fun right now. 17 years old. I got saved. 16. May 13th, 1994. How many people wasn't born in 1994 in this room? Well, enjoy it. Enjoy all your hip movement and your legs bending. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It ends. It ends. Go ahead. Raise your hand high. I don't know why y'all so, I mean, raise them up there. You got good joint movement, mate. Because there'll be a time when you worship like this. And it's not because you're trying to get fancy, it's because your shoulder hurts. Something got a hold of me. It changed me. serve God in your youth. Serve him in your youth. I started preaching when I was 17. I'm 27 now, 10 years. Something got me. It was the cross. It was the cross. It is the power of God unto salvation. If you need prayer tonight or today, tonight, where'd that come from? Man, I'm really going back in time. If you need prayer today, we want to pray for you. As they sing this song, if you want to pray at the altar, pray at the altar. If you want to pray right where you're at, pray where you're at. If you need somebody to pray with you, we'll pray with you. You're not in this by yourself. You're not in this alone. There's a God that has a calling and a purpose on you. The cross made that possible. Will you come out of the darkness into the light? Will you step out and say, I'm going to be a witness. I'm going to be a witness. As they sing, sing, because I can't stop talking, sing. Whether I waited too long, sing.